All right, good morning, Admin Mastermind Group and Teach Better Family. Great to see everyone this morning as we really talked about spring fever. Katie, I know you're feeling it at your house. I'm feeling it at mine. I think everyone on the meeting this morning was like, yes, it is definitely going on, especially with unusually nice weather, it seems like, across the country, that it is a reminder that summer is just around the corner. And I think folks are pretty ready for that. Including yourself.
Yes. I was going to say, I'm ready for it. So
yeah, the last like few days over the weekend, like we were outside a ton, just enjoying the weather, getting on hikes and doing a variety of different activities outside. And then like today, everyone's just like, oh, it's Monday. We got to go back. And then of course, state testing is right now in our area in Colorado. So I think that was adding to the stress and just the, you know, feelings of not wanting to go into the building. And so with that, I just want to talk through just maybe some strategies for folks. You know, I know it was posed in our conversation this morning as far as routines, right? The routines are changed because of state testing, and now there's more stress going on, plus the warm weather, the spring fever. So what were some things that you pulled away that maybe helps the staff and the students with their productivity and their mindset when, you know, they are having spring fever?
I think it was interesting to hear the number of people who were like, just embrace it, you know, figure out creative ways to get outside, whether it's a short period of time, you know, just like a quick break, or, you know, looking for ways that teachers can actually teach their lessons outside. But it was just really cool to hear people say like, yeah, I want to be outside. So let's figure out ways we can get students outside too in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some teachers talked about utilizing their outdoor spaces some administrators talked about their outdoor spaces as far as like, do they have a track? Do they have big open fields? How can you do it safely so that we're avoiding busy streets? But then like, I felt like it constantly kind of kept coming up of, yeah, but teach how to behave outside. So just like you would teach behaviors in your classroom, make sure that we're teaching students how to behave outside. What are the expectations? And yeah, the first couple times you're outside, kids might act crazy because it's, you know, it's an unusually nice day. Yeah. But the more you establish those routines and establish those expectations, then the more beneficial it will be in the long run for you to not only get that break, but also probably gain some time back in your classrooms. Because we know when students are focused and they're able to consume the content, they are able to get through more. And sometimes being outside can just be enough to reset us.
Yeah. And I love the conversation too, as far as admin, like being very focused about building those spaces. So if you're a district leader or, you know, a building leader, trying to allocate funds for that to create the space. And, you know, there was a variety of different suggestions on how to do that with picnic tables and some of these outdoor settings and being creative in that, not only of, yes, getting outside and finding a variety of different activities, but then also like the physical space and how to create that to be conducive for learning specifically and not going out there for free for all, but also having like a very specific thing of like, okay, this activity is going to be a walk and talk for our students. Or I think someone also called it a walk and wonder. So different ways to spin it, but allowing the kids to have physical activity outside, but also for the purpose of learning. And I thought that was really, really beneficial as far as like a great suggestion, because I think right now it's very easy to think about the fun and the games and then lose the aspect of learning.
100%. But also being mindful, like we are getting to the end of the year and, you know, it's your last opportunity to make those deposits with students and establish those relationships. And sometimes I think we're so quick to see like summer's on the horizon, school's going to be out, but we forget that the little moments still really matter and you still have an opportunity to make a lasting impact with students. So yes, you know, maybe you can get through most of your lesson and maybe take a 5-minute break to walk outside and just have casual conversation with students. Yep. That might be something that that student needed that day. So while yes, it's important for us to utilize our classroom time for education, for lessons, things like that, sometimes those little moments are also just as valuable. And so we have to appreciate those as well. But again, just making sure that we're doing it appropriately and making sure that it's a safe environment for students and in appropriate spaces for sure.
No, that's a great point, Katie. And that kind of leads to kind of the next step in our conversation was giving permission, right? So a lot of our admin were saying that sometimes our teachers are kind of hesitant because they don't want to get in trouble or they don't think it's allowed. And so, you know, they were talking about modeling themselves, like going outside for staff meetings and finding ways to like communicate to the staff to tell teachers, like, please go outside with your students, yeah, teach out there. It's okay. But I also wanted to talk about like what other things staff were giving permission for this stressful time. So were there any suggestions that came up and you thought were great and wonderful strategies for our administrators?
So yeah, we kind of just were talking through just like not just the spring fever as far as outside, but also like we've got behaviors that might be, you know, kind of running rampant for a variety of reasons. It could be lack of structure due to testing. It can be, you know, it can be all kinds of things. It could just be kids are just kind of sick of their teachers. Teachers are sick of the kids, and, you know. And so being able to provide teachers the permission to be more creative with, you know, behavior tactics as far as can you take them out and let them, you know, walk off their feelings, or can you, you know, be creative as far as how a lesson is taught? Does it have to be the same kind of structure it was? But then also as an administrator, just get like being out there showing, like if you see classes out there, can you go out there? Can you participate in some of those things? But then just, you know, allowing teachers to kind of pull all of the, you know, the tricks out of their hat to try to get through the end of the year. And being able to support them, I think, is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. They talked to you about just having fun with the staff as far as like having dress up days just for the adults. Right. And someone was talking about how it's fun for the students to guess as far as what the theme is. Doesn't put any pressure on the students or the parents, but it is fun for the staff. But then also like having additional get togethers with the staff, voluntary, of course, but having some quality time with each other outside of the building. And then also just having like food, right? Food trucks or PTA or PTO assisting with, you know, having treats for the teachers all the time, especially during this really stressful time. With the stress though, I thought, you know, the conversation shifted over to calendars because as we know, during the spring, it's a hot mess as far as a lot of programs going on. We used to have student programs as far as like dances and things like that in the spring. We'd have band and concerts and plays. And then of course the sporting events, award ceremonies. I mean, you name it. It felt like everything hit right at the end.
Yep.
And for admin and for teachers, you know, it's already a busy and stressful time, but then to have, you know, maybe four nights a week where you have an event, I mean, that's just adding to an already crazy time. So what were some things that you gained from, you know, what staff is doing in regards to the calendar?
Well, one of the things that was mentioned was just getting the calendar out. You know, as soon as things can be told, as soon as things are booked, make sure that we get that in the hands of people that need to know. And I personally just think it's valuable, you know, especially if you're in a building that has, like end of year concerts, awards, lots of things that teachers can or cannot be a part of, you know, depending on like contract, all that. But telling teachers like why some of that matters so that a teacher doesn't see it as I've got seven things between April and May that I've got to try to be at, which is time away from my own family, time away from my time, but really seeing like this award ceremony is going to highlight these students and this is why it matters. Or this concert is highlighting the hard work that these students have done with these educators and just kind of promoting that each individual event. So then a teacher can really be a part of that and then embrace it in a positive way, not seeing it as something else on the calendar. But as far as organization, I just think the sooner you can get that information into teachers' hands, the better. I always appreciated when, you know, like starting January, February, it was like in the staff notes or weekly emails or whatever you have, where you would see like, here are the things that we've got booked so far. And then, you know, a couple more things would get added. And just knowing that you can put it on your calendar and have that as a save the date is super important. But also like talk to your students, you know, see what your students are looking forward to. Are they really excited about a concert that they really want to see their teachers at? Or are they really want to see, you know, maybe they don't have a parent that's going to be able to make it. So can you go and cheer on that one student? And so those are the little things that I think make a big difference. I always loved the end of the year. It was like literally a marathon to the end of the year, but being able to embrace those positive moments with students and kind of being like, right now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a turd in the classroom. I'm just excited for you and all the things you were able to accomplish.
Yeah. And just, you know, mapping it out, trying to move some things. I mean, I did this as an admin too, and our team was great at, you know, understanding, like, you know, after experiencing this, that was too much for us. It was too much for teachers, parents, students. And so something needs to be adjusted, and really being, you know, mindful of the timing, because I think that is huge, and being able to shift something. Maybe it's scheduled for May with everything else, and it could be, you know, moved to March or April to alleviate that pressure is huge. And then also, like, I think what was discussed was the professional development, like some of the professional development schedule was just not conducive to what the schedule. So like, for instance, someone had said right before spring break, they had a PD day, or right after spring break. And, you know, like some of the things that's probably not the most conducive timing for that. So like they decided, okay, last minute, let's change it to meet the needs of our staff. And it went really well. The other thing was personalized PD, like trying to find an opportunity so it's not a whole group, but also making an individual plan and spreading that time out through the whole year. Mm-hmm. Because right now, I mean, a lot of our staff would be like, oh, shoot, I didn't get it done earlier. And now, you know, I'm scrambling to get it done at the end of the school year, in addition to all the other stuff that I have to do. Yep. And that's when it's really stressful for folks. But if, as an admin, having a calendar and putting that down on the calendar to plan that out for them and giving mm-hmm. that time for that professional development so they can get their hours is absolutely huge. And I think your staff will probably appreciate that.
Well, yeah, even thinking through if you have an awards night or you have a concert or something that's maybe set later in the night,
right?
Can you provide a food truck and say anybody who wants to stay and work on, you know, maybe they've got something that most teachers have to work on, you know, say anybody who wants to stay after school and work in their classrooms on this task, food truck will be here, or there will be, you know, snacks in the lounge just to support you. Especially if some people can't get home right away and they just are going to stay, just acknowledging some of those little efforts that teachers are putting in. I always appreciated when, you know, donuts would be in the lounge after a late night, whether, you know, whatever the event was the night before, just like knowing breakfast is taken care of in the morning is sure. always a nice little perk. So it's anything huge. You can do to kind of also just embrace those little moments with staff, I think is super helpful and just nice.
It is. I always love those times.
Yes.
All right. So for those who are watching, if you aren't joining us, we meet every Tuesday morning. Let me say that again. Yeah. Every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So head over to teachbetter.com/mastermind. It's a free sign up. And of course, you know, we're there to strategize and collaborate on things, anything that's going on in your world. So right now, I mean, everyone was talking about spring fever and that's how the conversation got started. So if you also need support beyond that, we've got a wonderful Facebook group. Link is here for those who are watching on YouTube. And then you definitely get that link too when you sign up at teachbetter.com/mastermind. With that, Kitty, thank you so much for joining. I hope you get through your spring fever. And for those who need support, the team is here for you. So Katie and I would love to collaborate with you and help you through a potentially stressful time.
Yeah, you got this. You got this. Enjoy the sunshine. If nothing else, open the windows in your office. And it probably makes disciplining a student feel a little better if the sun is shining on you.
Oh my goodness. It changes everything. Yes. All right, y'all. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.